Now here is the explanation of third module of chapter 6, human resources. Previously we have seen about how the population changes, how it is distributed. Now we are going towards population composition. Population composition, here you will learn about how different age group people, they are the part of population, different sex, they are the part of population, literacy level, everybody is not equally having the qualification, or whether they are literate also, that is also a challenge in the population. Health condition, everybody is not healthy. Occupation, all are not doing the same occupation, and income level, because they are not doing same occupation, so income level is also different. So all these factors comes under population composition. When we study about population composition, we study about age, sex, literacy level, health condition, occupation and income level. And it is essential also to understand the characteristics of the people with the help of this factor. So population composition refers to structure of population. Okay. Now composition of population help us to know what all things we will come to know from studying the population composition, that how many male and female are there in the country, okay, or in the world. Age group, okay, which age group the male and female they belong. Literacy rate and level, whether they are literate or illiterate, or how much they are literate, whether only school education or high school education, or they are having degrees. Occupation, which occupation, primary, secondary, tertiary, which all occupation they are engaged in. Income level will include that whether the person is taxpayer or not, whether he is getting salary monthly or daily, that is a matter. Okay. Health condition, whether the population or the human resource is healthy or not. If the human resource is not healthy, in that case it is not useful. Okay. The population is not at all useful for the country, because though the person will be literate to higher level, but is not healthy, so he cannot prove his best. That's why health also matters a lot. So to study all this thing, we require a graph, and that graph is the pyramid, also known as pyramid. Okay. Age and sex pyramid. This tell us about age as well as sex, that is male and female, how many male are there in which age group, how many females are there and in which age group. Okay, so a population pyramid shows total population divided into various age group. An age group starts from 0 to 4, then 5 to 9, 10 to 14, like that. Okay. This population, total percentage of population is subdivided into male and female in each of those group. Whether 0 to 4 also, you can see that how many children are there in this age group. Okay. Then we will go towards the shape of pyramid, also tells a lot. Okay. So what does this shape tells us? Shape of pyramid. So shape of population pyramid tells the story of the people living in that particular country. The numbers of children below 15 years are shown at the bottom and reflect the level of birth. So if the pyramid is showing the number of children, that means number of birth only it will reflect. Then size of the top shows the number of aged people, that is above 65, and that will reflect the deaths also. Okay, so after attaining the age of say 60 onwards, if the shape is becoming narrow at the top, this indicate that very few people they are in this age group of above 60. Okay, so this will indicate that if very few people means how the population is decreasing there, that means number of people they are dying after attaining the age of 60 or 65. Okay. The population pyramid of a country in which birth and death rate both are high is broad at the base and rapidly narrows towards the top. So you can see the pyramid given alongside. So this pyramid tells us that base is broad and the top is narrow. Okay, so this indicate that death rate is high as well as birth rate is also high. This is because many children are born, a large percentage of them die in their infancy, relatively few become adults, and there are very few old people. This situation is typified by the pyramid shown for Kenya. So Kenya is a country where we can find this type of population pyramid, because very few people, they attain the age group of above 15 years. Okay, and many children, they are dying at the small age only, and very few people, they are attaining the age of adulthood. Next, coming to the population pyramid of India, let's see now how it reflects this pyramid. What does it reflect? In countries where death rate, especially amongst the very young, are decreasing, the pyramid is broad in the younger age group because more infants survive to adulthood. This can be seen in the pyramid for India. Such population contain relatively large number of young people, and which means a strong and expanding labor force. So you can see here that number of children born, they are attaining the age of above 15 also. So that there is not much difference in the pyramid, like what we have seen in for Kenya. Kenya was having long, that is broad bottom also, as well as narrow top. But here you can see the uniformity can be seen. That means the children, they are not dying early. Okay, they are attaining the age of adulthood, and after that only they are dying after age of 60 to 65 years. Okay. Now coming to Japan. Japan pyramid is unique in shape. Just observe it. Why it is like this? In country like Japan, low birth rate make the pyramid narrow at the base. Decreased death rate allow number of people to reach old age. Okay, so birth rate and death rate both is less. That's why the pyramid looks like this. Okay, so what is the importance of the population? Okay, skilled, spirited and hopeful young people endowed with positive outlook are the future of any nation. So for a country who is having population is not enough unless and until the population is skilled, spirited and hopeful. If the population is having positive outlook, then only there will be a good future for the country. Otherwise, it is not good at all. We in India are fortunate to have such resource. They must be educated and provided skills and opportunities to become able and productive. So India has comfortable number of population. Condition is that all the people need to be given education. They should be provided with skills and opportunity. Then only it will be beneficial for the countries as well as for the people. So I hope you have understood all the slides as well as all three module. Okay. Thank you and have a nice day.